News release. ATTORNEY General Phil Weiser. Attorney General Phil Weiser today led 22 other attorneys general in urging the National Telecommunications and Information Administration to advance artificial intelligence governance policies that prioritize robust transparency, reliable testing and assessment requirements, and allow for government oversight and enforcement for high-risk uses. Continued innovation in artificial intelligence poses exciting prospects, but also raises deeply concerning risks that must be monitored to ensure Coloradans are protected, said Weiser. The NTIA's commitment to developing clear and thoughtful oversight is admirable and essential. We will continue to offer input and watch with interest as the process unfolds, as well as adopt policies and strategies here in Colorado to protect important public policies and ensure that this emerging technology does not harm consumers. In the letter, the attorneys general applaud the NTIA's commitment to a rigorous and data-driven approach to developing AI governance policies. The attorneys general also recommend the NTIA consider a risk-based approach that recognizes that some AI uses require greater oversight than others, such as when AI is developed or used to make decisions that result in legal or other significant effects on people. Through transparency, careful evaluation of how AI is used, and effective enforcement, the attorneys general encourage the NTIA to develop a governance framework that leverages the public and private sectors and supports the responsible development, use, and deployment of AI systems to ensure such systems can develop in a trusted, fair, and technologically dynamic environment. Attorneys General Weiser, Jason Mayarez of Virginia, Jonathan Scarmetti of Tennessee, and William Tong of Connecticut are joined in submitting this letter by the Attorneys General of Arizona, Arkansas, California, Delaware, the District of Columbia, Illinois, Maine, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, South Dakota, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Vermont.